Hey everyone. Well, I'm back for another story. I know it's been a while, but I don't have as much free time these days as I used to. But I try and get one out every so often. Anyway, this story is a little different. So I'll just give a disclaimer in case this isn't your thing. This story involves more than two people. But if it is your thing, I really hope you enjoy it. And the other thing that's different about this story is it's not for an individual person so much as it is for a group of people. A really great bunch of girls. So here's a big shout out to the brothel. For the rest of you who are wondering what I just said, it's not quite like it sounds, but it's a nickname. Anyway, probably enough said about that. So, girls, I hope you like it, and everybody else, I hope you really enjoy it as well. I'm driving home from the airport, and well, frankly, I'm just tired and glad to be back. It's been a long business trip. So much to do, so much to think about the whole trip. It's quite nice just to be finally back in my hometown and driving home. When I'm probably about halfway home from the airport, when my phone makes the message tone, I have a look and discover that I've got a message from you, and you're telling me that I should hurry home because you have a surprise for me. Oh wow, that's that's really lovely. I'm guessing it's probably going to be a nice dinner or something, so that will be a really great way to catch up with you after it's been about a week now of not seeing you. Which really seemed a lot longer than that, but that's all behind me now. It's good to be home. Well, I finally make it home and pull up outside the house, grabbing a few bits and pieces, luggage and that from my car. I make my way to the front door, and on the front door, I see a note which says, "Come in, baby, we're upstairs." Oh, okay, well, I had kind of been hoping it would just be you and I. It's been over a week since I've seen you, and I really have some dirty things I want to do to you, but I guess you must have friends over or something, so that's okay. I'll put on a happy face. Oh well, I guess there's no rush, so I walk inside and I put my things down on the kitchen counter and get a drink, take off my suit jacket and tie, hang them over the back of one of the chairs, just stretch out a little bit, and then head on upstairs. I can hear sounds coming from our bedroom. Well, that's kind of unusual. I kind of guessed you'd all be in the games room or something. Oh well, I suppose I should investigate. As I walk down the hall, I see the light coming from the bedroom window, bedroom door rather, indicating that it's open. Oh well, I probably should just walk on in. Not really barging in if the door's already open. As I step through the door, my breath catches in my throat, and I just stare, for want of a better word. You're in there, all right. But you're completely naked, lying on the bed, on your side. And that is in itself quite a heart-stopping sight. But more amazing than that is there is a beautiful woman, equally naked, in your arms. And you're kissing her. You're facing me and she's facing away from you. And I can see your hand on her ass and her breasts pressed into yours as you kiss her. I guess you've been going at this a while because the bed's pretty messed up and the covers are all pushed down, just covering your feet. I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to stand here and watch? Do I get to play too? Oh God, I hope so. I just stand and kind of stare a while, and you break the kiss, and I see you lift up and look at me and smile and say, "Welcome home, baby. We missed you." We? Okay. It's then that the other woman rolls over a little bit and looks back at me. And I recognize her as one of your friends. One of your friends who I've kind of been hot for, I'll admit. But I wouldn't tell you that because, well, I guess I wouldn't want to make you jealous. But I guess you're not the jealous kind. Just one more thing I love about you. She smiles up at me and beckons me to the bed. I walk across the room and kind of sit down on the edge of the bed, and now you both have rolled over and are facing me. So you're kind of spooning her now. And she reaches out a hand, which I take, and she sort of pulls me forward, and I collapse down to the bed in front of you two. Oh God, I think I could just sit here and watch this, and that would surely be enough, but it would seem you two have other plans. Because she starts to pull me close and into a delicious kiss. Oh God, instantly I'm rock hard. I need to get out of these clothes, but I'm kind of pressed up against her now, and you're pressed up against her back. And as I'm kissing her, I feel you start to kiss my cheek, leaning over her, and you work your way down until we're both in a three-way kiss with her. Oh God, this is the most erotic thing I've ever felt. I need to get my pants off. My cock is pressing. Oh, pressing against them. So I reach down and start to undo my belt and trousers. I feel one of her hands join mine. And she starts to undo my pants as well and pull them down, taking my underwear with them. Oh, and letting my cock come out. I lift up my hips and sort of kick and wriggle and get my pants all the way down, using my toes to pull off my socks as I go. Oh. You've reached over her now and have started to unbutton my shirt as one of her hands wraps around my cock. inside my shirt now. The buttons are undone and it's just hanging open. Your hands are rubbing my chest and my arm. Oh. I take your hand in mine and bring your fingers to my lips and gently suck on them. Oh, they taste so good. I know it must be a combination of your juices and hers that I'm tasting. Oh, it tastes incredible. Oh, she's slowly still jacking me off. God, it feels good. I move my hips closer to her. She hasn't got as much room to work now. But the head of my cock is pressed against her thigh. I can't help it. I just start to thrust into her. Just rubbing my cock over her thigh, getting it all wet with my pre-cum. Oh, God. Into her back because she sort of moves forward until she's lying right. Right in front of me. And then she drapes one of her legs over mine, opening herself for me. The head of my cock touches her pussy lips. God, she's wet. Oh, she's so wet. Oh. I just want to iron myself inside her so badly. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh. And then I feel your hand reaching down between us, grasping my cock. Starting to slide it into her pussy as your hips press into her butt, pressing her forwards onto my cock. Oh, slowly I slide all the way inside her. I reach over and bring my arms around you, pulling you both tightly to me. Your hand stays down between us. Once up inside her and you start to massage her clit. Oh, she's moaning. Oh. Oh. I start to thrust in and out slowly. I'm reaching over her now, down, squeezing your ass and working my fingers down between your legs. Oh, God, baby, you're dripping wet. Oh, this is turning you on, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I work a finger and then two inside you. And you're moaning. Oh, God. She's moaning now, too. I can feel her pussy squeezing my cock. As your fingers are on her clit, and my fingers are in your pussy. Keep this up. Oh, I don't want to come just yet. God, I've got so much more I want to do with you too. Oh. so very reluctantly. I stop and pull out. Oh, and she moans. And then kiss her and say, don't worry, I'm just getting started. I look over and I notice there's something on the dresser I haven't seen before. It's a strap-on. I can tell by the way it's glistening in the light. You girls have been using it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I must see that. So I lean over to her and say, I want to watch you fuck my baby. You climb off the bed and start to put the strap on. And I start to kiss my way down your body. She starts to put the strap on, rather. God. I start to kiss my way down to your pussy, spreading your legs. You're so wet. Oh, fuck, baby. I slide my tongue deep inside you. Oh, holding your hands in mine. I can feel you squeezing my hands so tightly. You're enjoying this so much. Oh. Next to us. She lies down. Next to you. Say no. I want you to do it from behind. So I get up and pull you up until you're in the doggy position. And she gets behind you. Slides deep into your pussy. God. That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I take one of your breasts in my hand and one of hers and start to massage you. I want to be underneath you. Stop for a minute, and I lie down the bed and pull you both down on top of me. You both move her leg over till you're straddling me now. And I can kiss you. She fucks you from behind. Baby. Inside you, while she is once I break the kiss and tell you, baby, I'm going to come soon. This is just too hot. I want to come inside you. While she's fucking you. And you just sort of moan. I look up at her and say, oh, you fuck her ass. Well, I fuck her pussy. And she smiles and says, okay. And I feel her pull back. And place the strap on at the opening of your ass and just slide forward. Oh god, your juices have got it so wet. Slides into you so easily. Oh. And then I feel you both sinking a bit lower down on top of me till you're both kind of lying on me. Your legs on either side of me. Ahead of my cock. At the entrance to your pussy. Oh. And I just thrust into you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, that felt so good. I'm deep inside you now. Oh. Fuck. Oh. See, she's fucking your ass. Oh, I'm kissing you. I can feel your breasts pressed against me. I look up and I can see her tits bouncing above us. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh, you need to come with me. Oh, we both. Oh, she and I, fuck you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck, baby. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh shit. Oh baby. Oh. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh god, I'm coming. Oh baby. Fuck. Oh shit. Oh fuck. So deep in you. Oh, my head's still spinning. Oh, you've both collapsed on top of me. I'm still inside you, and so is she. Oh, God, that was good. Oh, thank you, baby. So many more things I want to do with you too. But I can wait till next time. Girls from the brothel, I hope you like that. And everybody else, I really hope you like that too. And because there's so many variations with two or even more people participating, I can see there could be lots of sequels to this particular one. So let me know what you think.